When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
Hey everyone, welcome to Fat Mascara. I'm Jessica.
Hello, welcome. I'm Jen. It's Fat Mascara.
We hope you all had a wonderful Thanksgiving. If you live in the United States, if you don't, hope you had an excellent Thursday.
Random Thursday in November that means nothing to you. We hope it was fun.
We are very
thankful for you, Jessica Matlin.
I was saying thankful for you listeners and Jennifer. I was saying Goldstein Sullivan, nay Goldstein Sullivan. What does nay mean? Kind of like
I'm not sure. I think it's what a horse says. I'm not
what?
N-E-E, not nay.
Yeah.
Is it nay? Used to be Goldstein.
Yes, I've always wanted to use it in a sentence. That was my first time.
How did it go?
Thanksgiving.
No, using it in a sentence for the first time.
I actually don't know if that was the correct pronunciation. I'll hear about it from our listeners.
Yeah.
I am very thankful for you. I'm thankful for all of our listeners. And I'm thankful that we are here together because it's the small stuff, guys. It's the small stuff is the big stuff, right?
It's true. Now we're in the thick of holiday season, which is funny because I feel like the minute it was Halloween here, then it became Christmas and holiday season.
But I love fall, but I kind of hate it because it's like, it feels like it's this, I feel like I'm on a sled with no control. And it's just this like horrible finality to the year.
It's circle back after the holiday season. Like everything's like, get it done or don't get it done. Cause like we're on a roll and all of a sudden it's Christmas and we're not going to talk.
I'm not strapped in. It's just like, like
get the gifts, get the this. What are the teachers getting? Are we doing a mug with candy? Who are we tipping? Who are we not tipping? Like all the people in your life. Oh, I love giving gifts, but it also just gets like very nerve-wracking. And you know me, I'm a planner.
I have so much delayed appreciation for my mom who would like get the bus driver a gift.
Oh, we went to Snacks by the Pound, it was called. And it was very novel in the 80s. And it was like a bulk candy store, but they would do them in these little cardboard boxes and make a little pyramid. Or you'd pick a container and they would do the cellophane so it looks all nice when you're really just getting a coffee cup with Werther's Originals.
No, that sounds great.
But the teachers loved it,
right? Are they still open? Do they deliver?
Snacks by the Pound. The name of it's actually a hilarious name.
Snacks by the Pound.
Are you doing any beauty shopping for the holidays? Is anybody getting like beauty goodies?
Well, I feel like if I give people beauty goodies, some people will be excited and some people will be like, you got that for free. So I have to discern who those people are. But a very hot beauty gift right now is a beauty advent calendar. They definitely did not have those when I was younger.
They sure didn't.
The eyes closed. The breath came out heavily, Jen.
That's Jen's sigh face. That's my sigh face. Like, I don't know how I feel about these. Like, actually, I posted about this on our Instagram. I was saying, this skincare brand, Misumi, I'm not sure what their tactic was, but their publicist sent out a spreadsheet of the value of advent calendars, like how much product worth you're getting for the cost of them. Like, and the most valuable advent calendar, in case you're wondering, is, according to them, Net-a-Porter's advent calendar, which costs $375. Listen, nobody on my list is getting a $375 gift, but okay, continuing. The value of the products within it are $1,648. So I think it's become this, like, this value proposition. At first, it was like fun little treats. You'll open them each day. It's very visual and you can do it on social media. And now I think some people use it as a value shopping opportunity, like to sample stuff and get your money's worth. But all I see is trash.
You mean the packaging of the products inside? Or are you talking about the exterior packaging?
Both, like all of the packaging. I actually saw something in another article recently about minis and how popular minis are, which I love a stocking. Oh my God, do I love a stocking? When I was young, like, so much more fun than the big presents, all the little goodies. Mm-hmm. But I guess my earth conscious guilt now, like all the little goodies, they have more plastic and more boxes than, and I think advent calendars often have a lot of minis. So that's what I think about when I see them.
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely a huge moment right now with advent calendars. I've spoken to some of my friends who also work for beauty brands, beauty retailers, and advent calendars are it. I don't know if we're going to see a slowdown.
And they're selling, you're saying?
Yes, they are top sellers with their in their holiday assortment. Or if you're a retailer, like, I have not spoken to anyone from like the Liberty team, but the Liberty advent calendar is going gangbusters. They even have, this blew my mind.
The Liberty Beauty is the fifth most valuable advent calendar. With a retail price of $320, you're getting $1,350 worth of product.
They also have this is amazing. I'm saying amazing. I think it's pretty amazing, but I also share the same concerns with advent calendars in general as a wider trend. I'm not picking on any single person's advent calendar, but the Liberty jewelry advent calendar, I have to say that did wow me. It has real fine jewelry in it.
Wow.
Yeah. Never heard of that before.
But jewelry, like, you don't, even if you open the little window, then I don't need another plastic container for the jewelry. The jewelry gets worn. I doubt it's in another box and another.
And I'd imagine you would save that. Or I know I would like give the box to my daughter and she would definitely put like her little Shopkins and stuff in there.
Oh my God. You could play shop with it. That's what I should, if I get any of these. Yeah, that's good. Yeah. My niece loves playing store.
Yeah, you could repurpose these. I would encourage you to repurpose these. We sell like the Dr. Barbara Sturm advent calendar at Moda.
You could put it on your vanity and keep little jewelry and things in it.
Yeah, I would find a way. But I understand this, the advent calendars as this big, wider trend. I would hope that this doesn't encourage every brand to say, we need an advent calendar too. I would leave it to some of the bigger brands and these massive retailers to do that wow present.
I like it when it's a retailer, so you're getting multiple brands worth of stuff inside, whereas when it's one brand, I guess if you like the brand, you can sample other things you wouldn't have. I already in my head, I'm seeing the marketers being, it did gangbusters. Let's do Advent April. Like, and just start
Christmas
like,
in July.
A different random month. You know what? February is the shortest month. Let's make it feel more long with an Advent calendar for the 28 days. Actually, I think it's a leap year. I think we have 29 this year.
Or make them really amazing that you just never want to throw them out. Make them out of wood. I don't know. Have a designer do something.
No, I was
incredible.
Thinking about that. Like if it were an actual jewelry box or something with 30 drawers. But yeah, they are popular right now. So I don't know that I have the funds to give anybody an advent calendar this holiday. So maybe I'll buy one and then just like gift out the 30 things that are in it to different people.
And then put dog treats in the rest of them for...
Oh, what am I getting?
Trader Joe's has a cat treat advent calendar.
Stop.
That didn't cross my mind. But Farina only eats temptations.
That's her that's her treat of choice.
Temptations and what's the other one?
Wolfgang just came back from the vet this morning. His stomach has been, I don't know. We need to face it. He has a gentle, gentle stomach and we need to treat him accordingly. My carpets can't take it anymore.
Oh my God.
We went from the glamour of advent calendars to Jen's dog's accidents. It's Fat Mascara, everyone. You're thankful for us.
Why don't we roll right into the news?
Let's do it. Let's get into it. Well, Jess, it's a very testosterone-heavy week here at Fat Mascara in the news.
Oh, scary.
No, it's interesting. It's interesting. Let's talk about looks maxing, shall we?
Okay.
Okay, so for those who don't know, do people know who Dylan Latham is? I feel like people of a certain age know he's this kid on, he's not a kid, he's 18. He's from Virginia. He's on TikTok. He's out there giving all of the advice I used to give at Cosmo Girl magazine. He's doing skincare. He likes the mewing, the how to get your hair just so.
Wait, explain what mewing is, because like nobody knows what that is.
Oh, mewing is, you know, push the tongue to the roof. I'm not saying this works, by the way. This is not Science Corner. This is a different thing. Push the tongue to the top of the roof of the mouth, and that engages muscles that are meant to sharpen the jawline.
Okay. Is there any proof that this works? I actually don't recall.
I remember there not being. Fact check me on that. I will look back into it, and we will talk next week. It's a lot of these facial exercises. You know, sure, if you did it like 70 times a day, it would definitely change the muscles in your face. But like, is that giving you a benefit?
I don't think it's going to make you look like...
Well, Latham, Dylan's people think that it's going to give them a sharp jawline. And anyway, let's talk about why it's being called looks maxing. It's like this masculinization of the same stuff that I think women have dealt with for years, which is people telling us how to look better or us giving each other tips of like how to have better hair or skin or whatever. And the novelty here is that
self-improvement to the max.
Yes, exactly. However, I should say, looks maxing, the word, it has like a bad background. It has some like roots in incel culture. If you look online, like where this started before it became to TikTok, it's a pipeline of the incel community. There was muscle maxing, you know, like going to the gym, skin maxing, skincare, diet maxing. Some of the things with this maxing, with double X's, by the way, can be really harmful. So I don't know how I feel about it.
I'm not going to dare to like sort of peel back the layers of the onion here because this is not my world. This is not my community. This is not
this particular community. Yes, but
yeah,
it speaks to larger beauty culture, I think.
Right. Like this is like, I think what you're saying, Jen, is like looks maxing has like, if you keep peeling at it, like it's not like, this is not to be taken lightly. This is not like a cute trend. This hints at a much deeper subculture with potentially very dangerous roots and repercussions, right? I did poke around and looks maxing on Reddit took me to some places that I don't want to go. And I don't want to spiral this segment out.
No, but also even some of the activities are like eye maxing, like rubbing your fists around your orbital bones to like try and get your eyes to look a certain way.
Yeah.
It's this part of beauty culture that I think women, like, hello, geishas putting their feet in little bound shoes, corsets, like for centuries.
It veers into a place of serious self-harm to fit into a culture that some of these people may have felt really rejected and isolated from. But the repercussions are really sad and scary. The lightest place that I've seen it existing on TikTok is like, this is how you get amazing brows. This is the cool hairstyle right now.
Yeah.
So the spectrum is so wide.
I don't have a problem with that. And I actually kind of like that I feel men feel comfortable to step into this world. Or maybe I don't, because I'm like, well, women had to do it where now they're going to be like us and feel all this pressure from society to look a certain way. There's ups and downs to it. But yeah. I just wanted people to be aware of like the roots of this particular, I wouldn't even call it a trend. If you have teenage boys in your life or young boys in their young 20s, listen, my stepson's 9. This is going to be his world soon. Yeah. And I want them to know where that comes from.
Yeah. I wish it had a different name.
But it's masculine, Jess. Yeah. It's how the boys look cool.
I kind of like, I'm more comfortable in the, like the Dove self-care, like the Dove for men space, like clean your face, talk to a friend, feeling sad, express yourself. I feel like women are just starting to realize that they don't have to do all this. Like, we've just opened that door.
And teenage boys, here they are coming into this space. I feel like every woman, like 30 and over, should just talk to these boys and be like, oh, honey.
Right?
Let me tell you about diet culture. Let me tell you about like all the things we've been... Don't do this to yourself. You're wonderful the way you are.
Okay, this is, may seem unrelated, but it's like, you know, the 2000s, like low-rise jeans, all of that stuff, like anorexia is like coming back
again. And it's like so hot.
And it's
right
like,
now.
Oh my God. Right. I'm being like, I'm joking, but not. Yeah. But it's like, don't take me back. Hashtag too soon. Like, we don't want to do this. We survived the early 2000s. And it's like all of this crazy stuff that you're like alluding to, like, must make myself perfect. And again, yeah. I'm talking about the lighter side. I'm not even going to the stuff that I was talking about before. Mm. That's too much. It's like, I don't want guys to have to go through that. And maybe it's like, oh, well, they did it. I don't want anyone to have to go through that.
My female gaze doesn't need you to have a sharper jawline, gentlemen.
No, like, it's like, I don't know. I don't think it's like payback. I just don't want anyone to have to, I don't think it's healthy for anyone.
Yeah.
Do look into it though.
There's been a couple articles about this because Dylan's TikTok is like shot up in the last year. The one that I think covered it well was in the New York Times. So I'm going to link to that on the episode recap so you guys can learn more about it. But just, it's like being beauty culture. So I thought it was interesting. Moving on though to, I feel like this dude probably was into Looks Max. Well, they didn't have it when he was young. But have you seen the new president of Argentina, Javier Milei?
I haven't.
Oh, his hair? So I want to talk about his hair. Well-coiffed dude. He's the newly elected president of Argentina. He is known for his Wolverine look. Honestly, it all comes down to the hair for me. But okay. The haircut is, how do I describe? I mean, it looks like, it's sort of Meg Ryan from When no. Harry Met Sally.
Did he see Sally?
No, he's going to hate this. Like,
I mean,
he would,
Hirschberger.
No, he would hate that reference because his is all about looking like Wolverine and the X-Men character, and he's an anarchist, but a capitalist anarchist, I believe, is his platform that he ran on, but now here he is. Well, I was like, who is doing his hair? So I did a little research.
No.
Her name is Lilia Lemoine. She's a professional cosplay performer, also Miele's stylist, and has been a makeup artist and a hairstylist in Argentina, also works with the government now. She inspired his entire Wolverine look. I will just say, as I was researching her, she was allegedly promoting eye color lightening surgery in Argentina, where, you know, where the irises of your eyes, you can get that laser.
I actually didn't even know about that kind of surgery, and I kind of wish I never heard about it in my life.
I know, and people who had the surgery then, of course, had vision problems. Just so anybody knows, do not ever, ever, ever consider eye color
lightening
surgery.
That's so demented. Go on.
Anyway, I do like that. I'm not going to talk about his politics because it's crazy, but you need to look at his haircut, the Wolverine haircut. I'm calling it now. I think that this is going to be like all the boys that have the Muppet head, you know what I call the Muppet head? The curly mop head. I think they're going to grow it out to the Wolverine, and the Wolverine will be the grown-up look of the Muppet head.
I've got to check out the Wolverine.
Yes.
Okay, cool. Right, what else you got in your Santa's bag?
I have sad news in my Santa's bag. I'm sorry.
Oh, God.
This is like, remember Connor Kron, the U.S. Air Force cadet who was Native American, and he was able to grow out his hair because of religious exemption?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, what was that? A couple months ago? Here we are in America, in Kansas, a school allegedly forced a Native American child to cut his hair, according to an ACLU letter that was just written. The letter was just sent to the elementary school in Girard, Kansas, and he said that the mother of the boy in question said he had grown out his hair after he went to a gathering of the Little Turtles, which is part of the tribe that he is part of. And he saw other Native men wearing their hair long, and he wanted to wear his hair long. However, this particular school has a boys' hair length policy. I put that in big air quotes. And so they said he couldn't come back to school if he didn't cut his hair. ACLU indeed. Like, what? Are we still doing this?
Is this still happening?
Clearly, it's still happening.
We're at the end of the year, 2023. This is so sad.
I don't understand why any school in this day and age would have gender-specific grooming laws. I'm not even sure I understand why there's any grooming laws. Not grooming rules. I don't know what you want to call them. As long as you're not bothering other people with what you look like.
And you don't have like a huge tattoo with something horrific on it.
Yeah.
And you don't have like knives coming out of your pants.
Well, we're talking about children, so I'm hoping that's not the case, right? But in school, I cannot believe we still have gender-specific grooming rules.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. Let alone the religious and like indigenous exemptions, just gender alone. Like you're going to try and put people in boxes. It doesn't make any sense to me.
And that there isn't a complete, I don't know, you didn't hint at this, but like that there's not like an uproar from the entire town. Like that should be like the follow-up story.
Well, it made national news because the ACLU is getting involved. And my okay, guess is there will be backlash to this because—
I hope so.
Does anybody see any downsides to this whatsoever? Anytime there's a rule— this happens like sports all the time where it's like, well, that's just the rules. If people in power don't actually think about why rules don't work, I get so annoyed by it. I was like thinking about like, I was talking to my brother-in-law who works for the State Department and in bureaucracy. And he was like, some of your skills would be really good. And we were talking more about his job. And I was like, yeah, when I see something that's broke with rules, I want to fix it. And he was like, oh, yeah, no, government's not right for you because there's so much bureaucracy. Rules, that it's just how we do it.
Well, I was about to say, maybe this is like time for a career change, but clearly not.
Every time I volunteer with a different volunteer group, I spend like a year and then I get so fed up with all the infighting and the rules and the procedural. And as my mother calls it, and we all know here at Fat Mascara, crossing guard syndrome.
Wait, I don't know what crossing guard.
I've talked about this. So my apologies to all the crossing guards out here, but my mother came up with this term, which is people who have a small position of power and they use it to the nth degree. They go all in on whatever rule they were given to enforce and they become ridiculous about it. So it's the crossing guard who like yells at the cars and like the students like, yes, you're taking care of the students. I get it. But like they all just like are very...
I always think about this as like TSA.
Yeah, like,
and they're like, get your laptop, shoes off, shoes off. And it's like 7 a.m. And you're like,
I mean, I partially get it because they're probably so frustrated with us because they say the same thing again and again. And everybody has done this and they still can't follow the rules or pay attention. Like, I get it. So I understand where it comes from. But when people who don't have a lot of power are given power, for example, the school administrators in Girard, Kansas, this is what happens. Crossing guards.
That's so dark.
What's dark? Humans being ridiculous?
No, I'm just thinking like somebody, the school administrator.
Oh, yeah.
And listen, my mom worked in schools for 40 years, so I'm very pro school, very pro teacher.
My mom was a first grade teacher.
I know you. I know. We love school.
We love our teachers.
But it's sad. I hate thinking about like any frustration having an impact on a child.
Yeah. I don't know the whole story. I know what was reported by the ACLU letter because when they got involved, but I'm going to be following this and I'll let you know what happens. And my heart goes out to that kid because I love you and I love what you stand for and I love your hair and I love what it means to you. The end. Should we go to Science Corner where we might have some
where
more rational humans?
Where things make sense, where the ones and the O's just line up perfectly.
Let's go to Science Corner. This just in from the November 20th issue of Annals of Medicine and Surgery. Is it annals or annals?
Annals. I'm pretty sure it's wow.
I
don't
annals.
Feel so badly about my...
I spelled it wrong in my notes. I didn't have the
remember
second
Remember I said Jennifer
N.
Nay Sullivan? Or
Annals of
Sullivan.
Medicine and Surgery. Sorry, typo. So there's an editorial letter from a group of doctors in Bangladesh and Pakistan, including public health researchers and a cancer doctor, and they wrote this editorial, and it is about this. Could scented candles cause health concerns? Hello. Basically, the scented candle is the motto of Fat Mascara. So I was like, I need to read all of this for our listeners. They summarized a lot of findings. Here are some key points that I think were interesting. According to one study, a 66-year-old woman was diagnosed with exogenous lipoid pneumonia after inhaling vaporized paraffin from burning candles. The problem is when burning scented candles indoors, quantities of pollutants such as formaldehyde, CO2, VOCs, which we've all talked about, have been measured higher than background levels. So when you do, I mean, this makes sense. When you burn a scented candle, you're adding air pollution to your indoor air quality. Well, the issue is that a lot of candles, especially the cheaper ones, are made with petroleum as the base of their waxes. And that's the source of 90% of the chemicals used. And also in the synthetic perfumes and the dyes, a lot of scented candles are still dyed with color additives that aren't good once they burn. These are called benzidine-based dyes, and they've been associated with cancer development. So given all these dangers, I was like, oh my God, we have to stop with the scented candles. No, not actually true. The researchers here said it was really about the types of candles. And I can tell you right now, the bottom shelf dollar store, the dollar store that's like two stores down from me here in Brooklyn, they have these scented candles. I know these are the ones that are problematic because they're like neon pink and the smell is like, I don't know how to describe it except for headache. Like they're not quality scented candles.
Headache as a scent.
Headache. Sinus. I don't know what else to tell you. Migraine is one of the scents. They're not always great. How do I know? Because these researchers said, if you choose candles, this is how to make a healthier choice for your scented candles. Choose candles manufactured from natural materials such as beeswax or soy wax rather than these petroleum-based paraffin waxes. As for the scents, this is harder to do, and I'm looking into this. They recommend things that are scented with essential oils and natural extracts rather than synthetic perfume. Not because all synthetic perfume is bad. It's just because some of them, you don't know what's in the perfume, as we've discussed many times on the podcast. And also, you don't want them to be dyed a color. So they should be the natural wax color, which now that I think about it, most of the quality candles that like, oh no, some of them have color that I like. Yeah. Anyway, so I'm now looking into, I'm trying to do some research for the fam of candles that are scented with natural and synthetic fragrances to see if I can find some good ones because I'm unclear about how the scent throw is going to be on those. However, you guys stay away from like, I'm sorry, scented candles should not cost $5. Like there's a reason that neon pink, you know, it might have some VOCs it gives off. It might have those benzidine-based dyes, and you don't want that in your scented candle. Okay, Jess?
Okay, I'll try.
Good. I don't have any quirky neighborhood news to end on, but I do have a little book club because I'm in the middle of a book and I want to share it with everybody because so far it's been great. It's called Eyeliner, A Cultural History by Zara.
Oh, I've seen this.
Yes, by Zara Hankir. Well, actually, it was my mom who told me about it because she was listening on NPR to a story about it, which I actually, now that I think about it, Elise Hu is probably the reporter who's also been on our show and is a book author. It's an anthropological journey of eyeliner through time, through her personal experiences with it. The cover is also just like stunning. It's like a beauty collectible for anybody who likes makeup. I think this would be a really good purchase. I will come back and tell you how the book is after I'm done, but right now I'm really enjoying it and I'm enjoying learning about all the cultures that really have made eyeliner part of the way they present themselves to others, which is so fun. Okay, that's all.
Excellent news. Thanks, Jen.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Listen, there are so many skincare products on the market claiming to help reduce fine lines and wrinkles, and you know I will try most of them. But how do you know your products are actually working? Some research to back up the claims. That's why Jess and I are all about Ritual. They created a wrinkle support skin supplement and conducted a clinical study to take the guesswork out of skincare. Ritual's Hyacera is now a part of my skincare routine, and I got in the habit of taking it every day by putting the cute little purple jar right next to my sunscreen. It looks nice on my vanity, and let's be honest, I love that. But once I stuck with the habit, I really noticed a difference in my skin. I am not the only one. In a clinical study, taking Hyacera for 90 days led to a 3.6-time reduction in crow's feet wrinkles as compared to placebo. And it led to a 2.9 increase in skin smoothness. I also like that they're easy to swallow. The capsules sort of taste like vanilla. They're not all weird and fishy like some other supplements. Plus, Ritual is a certified B Corp, something we learned about on a recent episode. And all their supplements, including the Daily Protein and their Sleep Bio Series Melatonin supplement, are vegan, gluten-free, and made traceable. Do what Jess and I did. Start Hyacera to help minimize wrinkles without compromising on science. Hyacera from Ritual is a clinically proven skin supplement you can actually trust. Get 25% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/mascara. Start Ritual or add Hyacera to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/mascara for 25% off.
You'll
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Okay, everyone, it's time to raise a wand. Introducing Bailey from Edinburgh, one of my favorite cities. God, I love Scotland. Here you go.
Hello, Bailey here from Edinburgh, Scotland, by way of New Zealand, in case my accent throws you off. I'm here to raise a wand to my trusty lip balm. I've been using this for a good 10, 15 years, and I sometimes deviate and always come back to this one. And it is the Weleda Everon lip balm in the peach packaging, not to be confused with the skin food range. But this lip balm is so waxy, so nourishing, so gentle, and I feel like it really does penetrate sort of deeper into the skin and helps ease windburn and all the damage caused by harsh weather conditions, which is a lovely joy of living in Scotland. But this lip balm certainly is my trusty friend. So raising a wand.
Thank you so much, Bailey. That was so good. If you have a great raise a wand, one of the best ways to send your pick is to do a nice clean voice memo on your phone, send it to info@fatmascara. Just send it away. You can do it at home, in your bedroom, in your bathroom.
Just put .com on the end of that email address if you're sending it, by the way.
info@fatmascara.com. Mm-hmm. info@fatmascara.com.
Yeah, tell us about a product you love.
Okay. Guys, we just had a lot of scented candle talk, but I actually haven't recommended a safe scented candle to you. I never recommend unsafe ones, but I just want to reassure you that this one is safe. I have a scented candle that I'm ready to flip this table over about. I'm so excited, okay? I just blew it out so that I could hold it up. It's smoking.
Oh, new Savant.
The new Savant. Holy smokes, guys. Literally, holy smokes. It's literally smoking as I blew it out to come show you guys, to show Jen at least. All right. This brand has knocked my socks off. Knocked my socks off. Not since I think Otherland have I been like, I want this one and this one and this one. Okay. The packaging's really cute. The price point's great. It's about $39, though I do want to get the big boy, which is $69. Jeff and I both went crazy. And if Jeff and I are both aligned on a candle, we know it's good.
He has strong candle opinions.
He has very strong candle opinions.
Yes.
Okay.
I love that about him.
My brother came over the other day and he came in. He was like, oh my God, this smells so good. He was like,
I love when people say that in my house.
He goes, it smells like, and I hope, New Savant, I hope that you are not like not into this, but this is high compliment from the Matlins. He said, it smells like Swiss Miss because we always had Swiss Miss hot chocolate in our house, okay, like every night. And my mom still has Swiss Miss every night.
Mini marshmallows like, or no? The one with the marshmallows in it?
We'll take it with marshmallows or we'll just have plain, whatever is fine. When you first open the Swiss Miss and like the powder kind of like...
It's like a dry cocoa smell.
It's a dry cocoa smell and like kind of whiffs off some powder when you rip open the top. It's that dry, milky powder smell. So this one is called, you're like, just say the name, girl. It's called The Usual. And the first note is cocoa powder. What did I say? Pistachio, black coffee, vanilla bean, suede oak. It is so good. Handmade for you in Brooklyn, New York. Shout out, Jen. Scented soybean, soy blend.
They're actually my neighbors. I emailed with her about going over there to check out where they manufacture.
Check it out. If you can maybe pick one up for me. You have an extra one on
Well, we had a perfumer on who works with them, who does some of the fragrances for their candles. So the name of that one, see, I'm not usually a gourmand candle person because I feel like I cook so much that like I don't want food smells to compete.
I get it.
But that does sound delightful and cozy.
It is. I need the big boy. I need a couple of big boys for the winter. It is so good.
Okay, that's a good one.
New Savant.
New Savant. Very nice. I have a party raise the wands. So I have
a party one.
For some reason, I don't know, December 9th is the night that everybody's having their holiday party here in New York City. So I have like the party rounds to go to on December 9th. I will be wearing at all of the parties a non-tubing mascara. What?
What are you going to do?
That's right. I found a mascara that gives me drama and actually lasts. I've gotten 8 hours of wear without smudging. At hour 801, it smudges. But okay, just bear with me. This is Benefit Fan Fest, which is not a new mascara. And probably a lot of people are like, yeah, Jen, everybody loves Fan Fest. But I was hesitant to try it because everything smudges on me, as you know. However, this gives you a curl and drama. I'm wearing it right now. Mm-hmm. And don't take this the wrong way, but it hardens a bit. So your lashes become like, they are.
I thought you were going to say something to me. You said, don't
No, they like, the they way. Spike it. They're not spiky. Oh. They're like, it doesn't give you a flexible lash. It's not hard, but like.
It sets.
It sets. Thank you, Jess. It sets in that way that like a lot of these with like oil and moisturizing, whatever, maybe that's good for your lashes, but I find they smear so easily. This yeah. one sets in the shape that you put it and you can really put it into a fan if you want. You could wing it out this way for like the outer corners, but then they sort of like, it's like a hairspray and a mascara combined. I don't know how they did it. It just freezes in shape and then it doesn't really smudge. So I've been having really good luck with it. And I just feel like some of the tubing mascaras aren't giving me like, they're not saying holiday.
I get it.
In the way that FanFest says holiday.
Holiday.
You see what I'm saying?
I get it. I get it.
So I'm raising a wand. This time it's a literal mascara wand. Do-do-do. To FanFest.
Once in a while we get it.
Sometimes it works out like that. All right. Wow. So
we did it.
We did do it. Get your beauty sleep. Then come back here on Friday for an interview. It's really good.
I'll see you on Friday.
We hope you enjoyed the show. It's your reviews and feedback that help us make the podcast even better. Head over to iTunes to rate and review us or email your thoughts to info@fatmascara.com.
We also want to answer your beauty questions and hear what products you love. To share a Raise a Wand product review or to ask a beauty question, email us at info@fatmascara.
If you send it as a voice memo file, we can even share your voice on the podcast. You can also do that by leaving us a voice message. Our phone number in the United States is 646-481-8182.
Thanks so much for listening.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. I'm Mary from the Bay.
And I'm Courtney from LA. TJG is the podcast where we spill all the tea on your favorite reality TV shows, celebrity gossip, and everything in between. We're here to bring you our unfiltered opinions, hilarious commentary, and plenty of laughs along the way.
We're two SDSU Delta Gamma sisters with a microphone and a whole lot of opinions. Each week, we dive headfirst into the wild world of reality television from Bravo to all the trash TV you could want. We break down the drama, dissect the latest scandals, and share our thoughts on everything from the jaw-dropping moments to the embarrassing antics.
But that's not all. We're not here to just gossip. We're here to connect with you, the jurors, and share our love of all things pop culture. Whether we're dishing on the latest celebrity breakups, discussing our favorite guilty pleasure movies, or sharing embarrassing stories from our own lives, we promise to keep it real, keep it fun, and keep you coming back for more.
Come judge with us.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.